I was like, I'm gonna do this, 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 and this, but did God tell me to do this? And so I often have to check myself, and even people that I work with, I check them too and say, what did God tell you to do? The vision has to come from Him first, then the strategy. My motto as a project manager is His plans and my execution, because first of all, we're a team, okay? So He gives you the vision, then the strategy, and then the execution. And so that's really the whole point of this series, is to hear God and then build, not the other way around. And I know a lot of us have probably done it the opposite way, just like me. When I started out in business, I was just building and not really going with where God wanted me to go or what He wanted me to do. And I know some of y'all are in the same boat. Y'all have been building and then asking God to bless it. And honey, we're going to correct that today, because that is exactly what I was doing. You have been busy, like genuinely run yourself into the ground busy. You got the notebook full of ideas, or in your phone like me. You got the Instagram saves full of strategies. I know y'all be making them playlists. You've been to every single free workshop. Downloaded every single freebie. You are doing all the things, and you still cannot tell somebody in one clear sentence what you are actually building. And child, I'm scratching my head on this one. That is not a hustle problem. That is a clarity problem. And clarity is exactly what we are about to fix. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Conversations with the Courageous Christian Homegirl. I'm your host, Whitney. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new here, hey, girl, thank you for returning, honey, because y'all know I'll be all over the place sometime. But seriously, we are going to go ahead and kick off a brand new series for this remainder. It might be 6, might be 7, I don't know, episode. We'll see, but we're going to go ahead and kick off a new series called Hear God, Then Build. And so my goal is to help you move in clarity, move into a real direction, and have an actual plan for what God has called you to do. So let's get into it. Okay. I told y'all I'd be putting all my business out. And so I need y'all to let me tell on myself real quick, but let's just remember that we are friends, okay? So this was basically my life. This is 2026. So I want to say between 2024 and 2025. Really 2024. Yes, 2024, y'all. It's still wild that we're in 2026. But anyways, I was showing up, doing all the things. I'm on this prayer call, that prayer call, this Bible study, that Bible study, leading Bible study, leading prayer calls, this devotional, that devotional, and then still running my own community. So I still had workshops to do. I still had my own Bible studies to do. I still had to be a mom and a wife. Okay. I work. Okay, a corporate job, honey. So I was doing all of these things, saying yes to everything, showing up everywhere. I was even on this fast, that fast, another fast, honey. It was crazy, going the extra mile for people who wouldn't go the extra mile for me, but we're not going to talk about that. And in my head, I'm sitting up here like, I'm being obedient, I'm being faithful. You know, it's almost like, well, I'm getting extra credit, a little razzle dazzle. I'm doing all the things, right? With God. Child was worn out. I was tired. I was burnt. I was scattered. I was resentful. I didn't want nobody to be like, Whitney, pray for me. No, I prayed enough. And I forgot to add on the fact that I was still getting up at like 4:30 in the morning. Attempting to have my own time with the Lord before I hopped on, you know, a devotional or prayer call or whatever. And nothing was moving forward, honestly, y'all. And it took me a minute to realize that really being busy is not the same as building. And so that's what I really want to talk about, you know, today. Listen, I actually sat down after that year was up and really had to get honest with myself and ask myself some specific questions about what I was really doing, why I was doing it. And those questions actually became the foundation of something that I want to share with you today. But I will tell you more about that in a minute. Okay, here's the thing, y'all. There's a difference between being busy and actually building. Busy is reactive. You're responding to everything, everybody, honey. My phone was just boop, 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 and I was just boop, boop, boop right along with it. But building is intentional. Like when I'm building, when you're building, you're moving towards something very specific on purpose. It's like you actually have a target that you are trying to hit. And here's the thing, God is not asking us to do more. He's asking us to do what he has called us to do. He's not saying post more. Well, he might be saying post more, but work with me. Don't get sidetracked. He's not asking you to post more, to say yes to everything. He's not telling you to overdo it and overextend yourself. Now, listen, he may be telling you to post more because you don't post at all. He may be telling you to get in front of this crowd because you're not doing it at all. God does give us specific instruction. I'm not saying that he doesn't, but I also don't think that God would give you more than you can bear. And so if you are in a season where your time is limited, you feel stretched thin, why in the heck do you think God would tell you to do more? If anything, he's probably telling you to rest. I think we put this pressure on ourselves, but you know, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not saying don't do what God told you to do, but I'm also saying, like, be mindful. I remember there was actually a season where I was like, God, I need the capacity to do all of these things. And, you know, I want to work out. And he gave it to me, right? He gave it to me. But also I know that God don't want me burnt out. He don't want me doing things that he didn't call me to do. Now, did he call me to some of those prayer calls? Absolutely. And I knew when he called me. Did he call me, you know, be a part of Bible studies and different things like that? Yes. But also, I just was not respectful of my time. I really wasn't stewarding my time well. And here's the thing. If you cannot say what you're building in one sentence right now, it's not playing yet. And I couldn't say what I was building. I was just out here. And that's okay. I actually built a worksheet specifically around this, and it's called Hear God Then Build. And step one is literally anchoring the vision, writing the vision and writing it in one sentence. So I'll go ahead and put the link to the worksheet in the show notes. So make sure you grab it after this episode. And of course, it is completely free. Okay. So now I want y'all to really receive this. Okay. Just, I need you to receive this whole episode okay, with love. I'm just saying it because I see it all the time and I was there. So if you're confused about your assignment right now, that is not God telling you that you're wrong. That is not God telling you to stop. That is usually God telling you to slow down enough to hear him. I was very confused about what I was doing. Okay, I'm listening to this person, listening to that person, and then, you know, going to God. And it was just all over the place. And that's really why I felt overwhelmed, to be 100% honest. And then when I did get an answer, it was almost like, okay, I got this answer, but I didn't go back and check with him on something else. Like, it was just really a lot. And he really wanted me to slow down again. This was in like 2024. So 2025 is when I really, really got the clarity. And that's because I slowed down. I stopped saying yes to everything. I asked God to remove things out of my life that didn't need to be in my life for that season. And that is what he did. And that is what we call a recall prayer, baby. But you can't build a God-given assignment on a human made plan. I was like, I'm gonna do this, 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 and this. But did God tell me to do this? And so I often have to check myself, and even people that I work with, I check them too and say, what did God tell you to do? The vision has to come from him first, then the strategy. My motto as a project manager is his plans and my execution, because first of all, we're a team. Okay. So he gives you the vision, then the strategy, and then the execution. And so that's really the whole point of this series, is to hear God and then build, not the other way around. And I know a lot of us, some have probably done it the opposite way, just like me. When I started out in business, I was just building and not really going with where God wanted me to go or what he wanted me to do. And I know some of y'all are in the same boat. Y'all have been building and then asking God to bless it. And honey, we're going to correct that today, because that is exactly what I was doing. Like, oh God, I'm doing this, but can you bless it? And God, like, I didn't even tell you to do that. Like, have you ever experienced that before? where you're doing something and God is like, I didn't tell you to do that. You like, God, you told me to go on YouTube and post once a week, but you, Miss Busybody, want to go on YouTube and post 3 times a week. He ain't tell you to do that. And stop saying God told me. He didn't tell you to do that. Like, for real. So don't get me started, y'all. I'm telling you, because a lot of y'all be saying God told you when it's really your flesh. I'll leave that for another episode. But anyways, before the content calendar, before, because baby, I got a bunch of content calendars, before you create offers, before all social media strategy, you need one sentence, okay? Before you do all of those things, you need one sentence. One sentence that tells you what you're actually building, who it is for. I was not clear on that. And I ain't gonna lie, I feel like it evolves. And it's so funny because who I think I want to reach, I'm starting to notice that that is not it. I actually had a revelation about that a week ago. And what does done look like? Okay, that's it. When you have it, everything else gets easier. When you have that one sentence, when you know, you actually know how to move the needle forward, because now you have something to filter every decision through. If it doesn't serve that sentence, which is usually, you know, what God told you to do, it does not get your time, point blank, period. And that is the space that I am in now. And granted, I know how to do a lot of things. I can do a lot of things. I have a lot of different skills. Thank God for that. But if that is not where God is calling me in this particular season, it actually does not make sense for me to do it, right? That's not saying that I can't do it before this particular season. I don't need to be doing it, okay? So the Hear God Then Build worksheet, again, it's free. It's in the show notes, so don't forget to go. And it walks you through exactly this step. It gives you more clarity, and it will help you. It's a starting point, okay? So before you do anything else in your personal life, in your business, I want you to ask, I want you to answer 3 questions on paper, in your notes app, whatever. Number one, what am I building in one sentence? Okay, don't overcomplicate it. What comes to your mind first? Boom. 2, who is it specifically for? You gotta know. And 3, what does well done look like when it's complete? Don't move on until your answers feel clear, plain, like, okay, I'm feeling this. Pray on it too. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it just gives you a starting point. And that's really the difference. Okay. We try to perfect it when it's like, girl, nobody said perfect it. We just said write it down. The Lord told